Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Joan Hunter, has been in the healing ministry for over 40 years. And she's a second generation, the Happy Hunters, Charles and Frances Hunter. She's gone way beyond them, which is the way she's supposed to do it. We build on the shoulders of giants. And I asked her, because the last time she was on my radio and television show, we had more testimonies of miracles than any other guest we've ever had. I asked her to pray for miracles for those that are listening. Would you do that now, Joan Hunter?
I will be more than happy to do that. Now, what I want you to do, everybody that is listening, to put your hand on wherever you hurt. Now, you may have a heart problem, a knee problem, a shoulder problem. So as I'm saying that, if that applies to you, you place your hand on that part of your body, and I will be laying my hand on that part of my body also. I have had so many sets of lungs given out this week in the meetings, new hearts, people that came in couldn't breathe, or they had pain in their heart if they walked a few feet, and they're getting new body parts, they're getting new thyroids, and so forth and so on. And I want you to expect right now that you're going to receive the area of healing, whatever it is, that you yourself are going to be completely healed and set free. And you're going to email Sid and let him know your healing that has happened this day because of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I send the word of healing in Jesus' name into every single heart, every single home, every single person that is listening right now in the name of Jesus. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I'm going to start with the head. Father, in Jesus' name, I curse any form of brain tumors in Jesus' name, any form of scarring in the brain, like from MS or from strokes. I command all new brains, those that have been diagnosed with ADD, ADHD. Father, I speak a new wiring of their brain, any form of just mental memory loss, any kind of memory problems. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak health and wholeness. And Father, right now, those that have been dealing with chronic headaches and migraines, Father, in the name of Jesus, I curse any spirit of migraine. I command it to be gone in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I speak health and wholeness to the ears. I command hearing to be restored. I curse any form of deafness in Jesus' name. And Father, there's some people here that are dealing with infections in their ears that goes down, like into their throat and also into the lymph nodes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I send the word of healing for all that to be opened up, any form of infection to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, I speak new thyroids in. I speak new thyroids, and I command any thyroid cancer to go in Jesus' name. And Father, right now in Jesus' name, I speak new thyroids. I command those goiters to go down, those that have had chronic coughs and sore throats. I command health and wholeness in Jesus' name. Father, I just speak new esophagus, every bit of situations dealing with the digestive system from the going in the mouth to the exiting out. Father, in Jesus' name, new esophagus, sphincter muscles around the stomach, new stomachs, upper intestines, lower intestines. Father, health and wholeness. Diverticulitis is commanded to go in Jesus' name. Every bit of Crohn's disease, all polyps are commanded to leave, and any form of growths are commanded to go, and all cancer is cursed in throughout the body, whatever that might be, in Jesus' name. And I curse every prion in the bodies in Jesus' name. I speak health and wholeness to brand new hearts, physically and emotional hearts in Jesus' name. I speak new lungs. I command every bit of emphysema, COPD, cancer to leave those lungs in Jesus' name. Any form of neck problem all the way down to the tip of the spine. I speak new vertebrae to come in, new discs to come in, the back to come into perfect alignment in Jesus' name. I curse any form of degenerative disc disease or osteoporosis in Jesus' name. I command height to be restored to those bodies that have been shrunken because of osteoporosis and the lessening of the disc and the vertebrae. I speak height restored in Jesus' name. I command pelvic areas to come into alignment, female organs and prostates to function properly in Jesus' name, new livers, new stomachs, new kidneys in Jesus' name, every single joint. It says that he's going to restore. And Father, I speak health and wholeness to the knees, to the elbows, to the wrists, to the shoulders, all rotator cuffs that need to be repaired and replaced. I speak them in, and I speak health and wholeness into the ankles and even into the knuckles of the toes in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I curse any form of plantar fasciitis and all that inflammation to go, and Achilles tendons to be completely healed and restored, and every bit of pain, whether it be physical pain or spirit of pain, is commanded to leave this body in Jesus' name. And Father, we give you the glory for healing these people from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For healing me. Father, thank we you, give Father. You the glory for this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Well, the presence of God is so strong. But I've been thinking about a prayer you prayed earlier this week where you commanded things like trauma and fear to go. Would you pray right now for all fear to leave, even generationally right now?
Yes, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I curse any form of trauma that has attacked any of these people in Jesus' name, and the spirit of fear, because fear can grip us even from before we were born. And I command every bit of that fear and rejection and fear of rejection to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, Joan, you talk about things in your two books that I've never seen people talk about. One in particular has to do with people that have had blood transfusions or even body part transplants. Explain that.
I have had several stories, let's say, of people that have received like a new heart. And like one lady, and I share this in my book, Power to Heal, she received a new heart, young lady, sweet lady, and all of a sudden she got the heart. She had nightmares of being bludgeoned to death. Same person, night after night after night after night. And so the police came in and did a composite sketch of who the person was. It turned out that whose heart that she received was bludgeoned to death. And because of the police, the composite sketch, and a few other little things, whatever they call that, I forget what they call it, but that incriminated the man who killed the first person. They were able to identify him as to, you know, that he was the one who actually killed the woman. And even though it didn't happen to the woman who received the heart, the trauma from the death of the first person got transferred into the second one. On the other side of the story, there was a lady who she works at my office, a volunteer, and her friend received a kidney the other day from a man who was horrifically murdered. Well, the kidney was removed from the man. They prayed over it and commanded every bit of trauma to leave that kidney. Then at that point, the kidney went into the woman and had no nightmares, no nothing, received a pure kidney. And it normally takes about a week or so for the kidney to work. It started working immediately. Within less than a day, it was fully functional, no reaction, no antibodies, no nothing. And it was an absolutely textbook perfect transplant.
Joan, we put a package together of your brand new book, Power to Heal, in your previous book, Healing the Whole Man Handbook. And the reason we put it together is someone really needs the information in both. It's almost like going to one of your healing schools. What is your belief that would occur from someone that reads these books and does what you say?
Well, I believe that these two books work hand in hand together, and they fit perfectly together, like if you were to put your two hands together, and basically put your two hands together in a motion of praying. And when you get these books, get the information in your heart, in your mind, then you yourself will walk out any healing that you need, and the root causes, and anything that's deep within your soul that hasn't been dealt with before, God's going to take it all out so that we're healed and whole. Not just healed, but completely, completely whole. And then in addition to that, the information in there is going to equip you to pray for your family. How awesome is that? To be able to pray for your family and see your family healed. But to be able to pray for your boss, the people that you work with, where you shop, where you go to church.
Both books available for a donation of $28 or more. This is Shabbat broadcast. I want to bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah. Our righteousness.
Yivarechecha Adonai veyishmarecha. Ya'ir Adonai panav elecha vichonecha. Yisa Adonai Asem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.